3, Peter's first letter, and remember, Peter writes from both anointing in the Holy Ghost and experience of a number of things that he has gone through, both the miracles, the healings, the powerful demonstration of God, and then the human weakness that the Spirit of the Lord has got to fortify and lift up. And Peter writes from both perspectives. So it's interesting that we read what he says here, 1 Peter 3 and verse 15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. And I want to preach about hope. The hope that is in you. Praise God. And thank the Lord that God puts it there. It's not something that comes through philosophy. Not something that comes through drastic or dire circumstances. Those may influence it to some degree. But thank God, the hope that is in you through the power of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. It's interesting to have the different apps on your phone that can be conducive to study and can be helpful, and can be used to explain or define certain aspects that you are interested in. And I looked up hope on my dictionary app, and I was pleased to find there are 5 definitions of hope as a noun, and 3 definitions of hope as a verb. So 8 definitions altogether, at least on my phone app, that would describe what hope is and what it does. And I was pleased to see that they named hope as one of 3 great Christian virtues. And, of course, they're referring to 1 Corinthians 13, where Paul said, now abideth faith, hope, and charity. But the greatest of these is charity, or love. Love being the greatest. I looked it up in the Greek, and again, an app on the computer. In the Greek, hope means to anticipate. And it put a qualifier on the anticipation, to anticipate with pleasure. And I think it's important to stipulate the difference there, because a child anticipating a spanking when they get home because they acted up in the store is not something they usually do with pleasure, but it's still an anticipation. However, what God gives is something you can anticipate with pleasure. And it went on to say in the Greek, hope is expectation. It's confidence that the Lord is going to do something powerful. The man who laid for 40 years without taking a step, and in current position at the gate, beautiful. Nothing beautiful about his condition. Nothing beautiful about his existence. The few coins that he was able to receive from people's charity was what kept him alive and kept him in newer rags, I suppose, if we could imagine it that way, and kept him in a place where life would be sustained, was not much to expect. But when Peter and John were on their way to the temple at the hour of prayer, and they said, look on us, and the Bible says he looked expecting to receive. There was probably hope in his view, hope in his glance of them, hope that there would be something that would come as a result. And oh my, it must have exceeded any expectation that he had, anything that he could have hoped for when he was able to leap and walk and praise God for the first time in his life, standing upright on his feet. That's the power that God can reveal as a result of hope. Praise God. Now that hope that is in you is not hope in yourself and in your abilities and your accomplishments and what you're able to do, but it's the hope that is in you, of what is in you. And thank God the Spirit of the living God can abide with this within us. 1 John 4 and 4 is a powerful hope. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And he that is in the world is making himself known more and more, becoming a greater influence, a greater force, making a greater impact. But that still doesn't shake, and that still doesn't remove what is in us. Greater is he that is in you. The abiding Spirit of God within us gives us hope to live for God now and to prepare for eternity, being confident, the Bible says, of this very thing. He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Praise God. I'm thankful that Christ in you is the reason for the hope that you can have of a heavenly realm. Colossians 1 and 27 talks about the riches of the glory of the mystery and how that it is Christ in you that is the hope of glory. Amen. That hope that he places within you, that is just the earnest of your inheritance. Those of you who have bought property or sold property, you know the value of earnest money. You know the value of that down payment. You know that it is a promise of more to come. Usually 10%, as high as 25%, you have to put forth and then know that there's going to be more. Oh, thank God. The Lord has promised us more. We have a hope of what is even more. Praise God. And if what is we have received as an earnest is an indication of what heaven is going to be like, praise God. What an incredible realm we're going to be able to inhabit. So the Spirit of Christ, Romans 8 and 9, lets us know we can have the Spirit of Christ. We can be blessed with the Spirit of Christ. And it warns against not having the Spirit of Christ. There's the plus, there's the negative. And it's your choice. You choose which one you're going to have. But oh, thank God. The Spirit of God dwelling in you at all times, fresh and new, is the powerful blessing that the Lord provides. And so Peter says, be ready always. There was a time he was not ready. There was a time that he denied the Lord those three times. There was the situation that created great stress and great sorrow in his heart. And now he is determined, I'm not going to make that mistake again. I'm not going to go that direction again. I'm going to be ready, praise God, ready to witness, ready for the rapture, ready to pray, ready to die. Because it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. Amen. Be ready to give an answer. Praise God. I'm glad Jesus is still the answer. I'm glad we can put our trust in the one who answers our prayers, answers our needs, supplies our situations. He is the reason for the hope. Praise God. I'm thankful it is so simple that we can simply answer Jesus. He is the reason for the hope. Praise God. When we read the Gospels and we look at situations today, Jesus gave hope to the helpless. He gave health to the sick. He gave deliverance to the demon-possessed and those who were oppressed. He gave sight to the blind. He gave life to the dead. Praise God. And I'm thankful he is the reason for our hope. Jesus taught truth that will make people free. You shall know the truth, he said, and the truth will make you free. Those who were captive, those who were in a place where they couldn't escape what was in their past, thank God that the Lord was there to provide his blessing. The woman at the well in John chapter 4 learned the lesson of honesty. When they were talking about the water and the water of life and the well of living water and so on, and she said, give me this water. Thank God she had the right desires for it. Let me have that water. And the Lord, like he changed the subject, like he didn't even hear her, like he didn't even respond to her request, go and get your husband. I don't have a husband. You're right, you've had five husbands, and the one you're with now is not your husband. She learned honesty. Amen. She could have become upset. She could have said, that's none of your business. She could have said, you're interfering in my life. She could have had all kinds of responses that would have slammed the door. But no, she opened up in honesty. And she enjoyed a freedom from a past that hurt her and haunted her. And now she is excited about the things of the Lord. I'm so glad that the Lord knows how to fulfill his word. He knows how to bring about the fulfillment of Scripture. Luke 4 and 18 describes a passage that is taken from Isaiah 61. And how the Lord said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's reading from the scroll of Isaiah. He's presenting to those in the synagogue the truth of the word of God. He said, the Lord hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. It wasn't just words that he was saying, but it was experiences that people were going to be able to rejoice in. He not only read the scripture, he literally fulfilled it. When John the Baptist was in prison, and there was a darkness that was around him, and he knew that his ministry was about to come to a close, he summoned two of his disciples. He said, you go to Jesus of Nazareth and you ask him, are you the one who should come, or do we look for another? I like the way Jesus answered. I like the way Jesus told them, go your way and tell John the things that you have seen and heard. And then he began his list. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor have the gospel preached to them. Thank God the Lord knows how to fulfill his word. He knows how to bring it to pass. That's why we hope in his word. Praise God. Faith, hope, and love. Amen. Faith and hope operate in us through his love. The substance of things hoped for comes by faith. Praise God. And I'm thankful that our hope can be in the Lord because it is an anchor. Hebrews 6 and 19 says it's an anchor of the soul. It's sure. It's steadfast. It's not something that's going to be changing or operating in a different manner because the different times that we live in. No, it enters into that within the veil. Praise God. Jesus on the cross, crying out, it is finished, and that veil was torn from top to bottom, signifying that the way into the holiest was opened, into the very presence of God and the power of the Lord that would be provided. In the 40 days following his resurrection, Jesus mentioned the promise of the Spirit of God at least four times. In 3.5 years, he mentioned it time and time again, but now it is as though he is condensing it. It's as though he is wanting them to focus on it more than ever before. And thank God, on the day of Pentecost, that Spirit was poured out. On the day of Pentecost, 50 days after his crucifixion, thank God, the Lord fulfilled his promise. You can enter into his presence. You can go beyond the veil. You can know what the Lord would provide in a powerful and wonderful way. And that will be an anchor for you. Not just an experience of ecstasy. Not just an experience of great chills and thrills, but an anchor that's going to establish you and be solid and steadfast. Praise God. Amen. An anchor that you don't need to be ashamed about. Tribulation works patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Thank God for that gift of strength, that gift of power. Amen. The blessing of the Lord, that in faith, love, and hope that God gives to us, we can hold on to. 1 Corinthians 2:12 says, we have not received the spirit which is of the world. The spirit of the world is going to try to pull you away. The spirit of the world is going to try to make you deny the things of God that he would desire for you to step into and to live in. The spirit of the world will try to deceive you. But we've not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Oh, there's a vast world of experience that God is inviting you to come and find. Thank God that we know the freedom that he provides. We know the blessing that he gives. We know the power of the Spirit that he has provided for us. Praise God. And we keep on receiving the things of God's Spirit, avoiding the spirit of the world, but holding to the Spirit of God so that we can know more of the things that God has freely given to us. I like Romans 15:13. It reminds me of the abundance that the Lord has blessed us with. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And he'll do that any way he can. He'll steal, he'll kill, he'll destroy by attitudes and by the spirit of the world and by denying the things of the Lord. Oh, every way he can, he'll steal from you. He'll kill your hope. He'll destroy your joy. Yes, he will. But the Lord said, I am come that you might have life and life more abundantly. So when I read verses of scripture like Romans 15:13, I think about the abundance that God has given. Now, the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound. Bound in hope. See, the God of hope desires to give you an abundance of hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Abounding in hope because of the abundance that God desires to give you. Thank God. And through the power of the Spirit, this happens. Amen. Oh, yeah. Jeremiah 29:11 in the modern translations in the NIV is a beautiful promise. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. What a future that the Lord has provided for you. Far better than the plans that you can make yourself. Far beyond anything that you can imagine. That's why it's so important to allow the Lord to order your steps. It's so important for the Lord to provide the direction that he wants to give you. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yesterday, he took care of your pain and your shame of sin. Praise God, he forgave you. And today, he is a present help in a time of trouble. He's already in your tomorrow. The one who inhabits eternity says, I want you to dwell with me. Praise God. Oh, thank the Lord. Tomorrow, today, and yesterday, the Lord has taken care of it. He's our blessed hope. Amen. What a future. Looking for that blessed hope, Paul said, and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We're looking for him to appear. Oh, what a glorious appearing it must have been after those 3 days of doubt, those 3 days of despair, those 3 days of depression when the Lord had been crucified on Friday. But thank God on Sunday he arose. Hallelujah. Glorious appearing. Amen. 40 days later, he ascended up into the clouds. 2 men in white appeared and declared to them, "You men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up? This same Jesus, which was taken from you today, shall so come in like manner, even as you've seen him go." Praise God. That's our blessed hope. We're looking for his coming. We're looking for his return. We're hope in a change. Praise God. And Paul emphatically declares a change in 1 Corinthians 15. We shall be changed. He will change our body to be like unto his glorious body. A supernatural change. And the power of God that is going to come forth. This mortal is going to put on immortality. This corruptible is going to put on incorruption. Hallelujah. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. We don't know how that mortal is going to become immortal. We don't know how this corruptible body that can decompose in death is going to be incorruptible. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Praise God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, Paul wrote, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Amen. And John went on to say, and every man, every woman that hath this hope in him, shall purify himself even as he is pure. Praise God. Because of that hope, because of what we cling to, because of what we believe, we're going to work in purity. We're going to live in purity because he is pure. Amen. Jesus within us. Jesus desiring to bring that purity, that purifying influence in our life. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Praise God. Amen. His word is pure. That's how you purify. Praise God. Jesus is able to do that work through his word. Paul said, strive for a heart and a conscience that is pure. Work for it. Desire it. Reach out for it. Follow wisdom that's from above. And that wisdom is pure. Praise God. Streets of gold. Pure gold. Desire and determine, I'm not going to miss it. I'm going to walk on those streets. I'm going to have the blessing of the Lord forever. I'm going to worship him forever. Praise God. The hope that can be in you as a blessing, an anchor, not ashamed, abounding in that hope. And we keep abiding in that hope, praise God, and we let that hope abide within us because it brings a change. It brings an anchor. It brings an abundance. Hallelujah. And the blessing of the Lord is real and powerful. Let's stand together today. Amen. The hope that is in you, be ready. Be ready to answer. Be ready to describe the reason that's there. With meekness and fear. Not because there's a lack of boldness. Not because it may or may not work. Not because it may fail in the 21st century. It came all the way from the first century. And the 21st century, it's not so relevant. It's not so... No, praise God. It is powerful. It is real. You can boldly proclaim it. You can give forth that answer because of the hope that is in you. Amen. Amen. Thank God for the goodness that he describes and he blesses us with, that we can hold on to that hope. Amen. Let's thank the Lord together right now. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that Christ can be in us, the hope of glory. Oh, yes, Lord, and the goodness that you can describe, the power that you can give, the blessing that you can give in abundance, Lord, is the hope in you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, abounding in hope. Through the power of the Holy Ghost, filled with joy and peace and believing, because that's what the Lord gives. Amen. Amen. Oh, the world would want to rob you of that hope. The devil would like to pull it down and make it a diminishing factor in your life. He'd like to leave you hopeless. But thank God our Lord can make you hopeful, full of hope. Amen. Because his coming is soon, a blessed hope. We're going to see him. Amen. The dead in Christ are going to rise first. Praise God. All of those loved ones that are our treasure laid up in heaven. Praise God. We're going to rise together to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. What a hope. What a blessed hope. Praise God. I'm going to live in that hope. I'm going to hold on to that hope. I'm going to remain full of that hope. Amen. Because of the blessing of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's come to an altar of prayer here today. Let's commit ourselves again. Lord, I'm going to live in that hope. Lord, I'm going to walk in that hope. Lord, I'm going to serve you in that hope. Lord, I'm going to look for that hope. Praise God. The goodness of the Lord that is real and powerful and wonderful. Let's hold on to the Lord. Hold on to that hope. Hold on to that blessing. Amen. As he desires to give that to us. Oh, yes. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. And all of his blessing, all of his strength, all of his presence designed to give you that hope. Hallelujah.